On Rhodes College Week, parents have been substituting as teachers during the pandemic. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Aixa Marchand, assistant professor of psychology and educational studies, documents the challenges of this for essential workers and others.
Because the COVID-19 pandemic has forced many students to learn from home this year, schools and teachers are relying on parents now more than ever to be their partners and co-teachers. And while the switch to virtual and hybrid learning models in K-12 schools has been confusing and tiring for educators and families everywhere, it has been especially difficult for parents who are essential workers, for those who have lost income due to the pandemic, and for families who don't have access to the resources necessary for virtual learning. In a survey taken earlier in the pandemic of families in the Smoky City and Klondike areas, two historically Black neighborhoods in Memphis, 67% of respondents reported that they had lost jobs or income due to COVID-19. Many of those who are still employed are essential workers and are unable to stay home and assist their children with virtual schooling. In a separate survey of families in Shelby County Schools, the public school district here in Memphis, about 17% of respondents reported that they don't have the devices and technology necessary for virtual learning, and about 13% said they don't have access to reliable Wi-Fi. Better internet access and technology isn't the only thing families need to be successful during this difficult time and unusual school year. But for many who lack these resources or the ability to dedicate their full attention to schoolwork, the switch to virtual and hybrid learning is exacerbating existing racial and wealth gaps. Students without reliable internet access and appropriate devices will remain stagnant, while their peers who are able to log into school virtually will continue to make academic progress. These circumstances, which have highlighted the importance of parents as valued partners and co-teachers, have also underscored the barriers so many of them face when it comes to involvement and engagement in their child's education.
That was Aixa Marchand of Rhodes College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.